Here it comes. The latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. And trust me when I say we are going to put a very fun spotlight on the Southwest for these next 30 minutes. I'm Gina Murphy, darling, and I thank you for listening. So we are going to be talking about how to green your Halloween and make it so much more fun, I might add. And I have to tell you that even though we can't, you know, beam you in so you can see in studio, I am here with Judith Simmons, who's the director of marketing for Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona, and we are in costume, in the true spirit, in the true spirit of Halloween. The Wicked Witch is here, that would be me, and Judith is in a prom dress. From what year, Judith?
I think it's 1980s.
Circa 1980s. Uh-huh. I was already out of my teens by then, but who's going to mention? Oh, that's right, I was 30. So anyway, it's adorable. We're in the spirit. We're going to release some cool video and pictures around this, but let's get down to this, because there's some shocking statistics that I think, I don't know, do I live in a bubble? But this is why shopping at Goodwill makes so much sense. Let me share with you what I think are startling statistics. American trick-or-treaters will spend, you ready? $8.4 billion on candy and costumes this Halloween, according to the National Retail Federation's annual survey. It's shocking to me. That's the highest in the survey's history. It's up nearly 22% from last year, when they spent a mere $6.9 billion. 171 million consumers are expected to spend an average of $82.93 on this year's festivities, according to the survey. I bring that number way down for all the right reasons, accounting for a total of $3.1 billion on costumes, $2.5 billion on candy, $2.4 billion on decorations, and $390 million on greeting cards. That's just crazy. Were you shocked? You know a lot more about retail than I do, but that's a big number, Judy.
It is a big number, and what was even more shocking was that people were still going to shop at specialty stores and department stores for their costumes, and in the same report, only a little over 10% were actually going to get their costumes or decorations from thrift stores and resale stores, and you know, I think we can do a lot better than that.
I think we can do a lot better than that, and I'm going to keep saying this probably to a fairly well. It's so much more fun. You use your creativity. It just makes good sense, and you can support an organization that creates jobs and helps at-risk youth. Guilt-free shopping.
Yes, and you know, and the thing is there isn't, you know, there's nothing wrong with packaged costumes. We get them donated to Goodwill, and so if you're looking for a packaged costumes, consider us first before you spend, you know, the $60-$70 at one of these other stores. And it's great because, you know, if you don't have the time to create a costume, it's wonderful, but that's not fun. You know, you can go into a Goodwill, you can kind of go through the racks and find whatever you want to be in those racks and in our costume zone, and it's just a lot of fun to do, and that's what Halloween is supposed to be about.
And don't go by yourself. Go with crazy friends or crazy grandkids or crazy kids. So you know trends. What's trending for Halloween this year before we get into it? What's the hot Halloween look for shoppers and retailers this year? Are there any?
Yeah, so superheroes are a big thing, and that actually displaced Princess, I guess, in the kids category.
Yay!
Yeah,
that's superhero.
A superhero
trumps the princess.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm loving it.
And the same for adults. You have superheroes, and then you have witches and zombies, which is awesome. But when you shop at witches. Yeah, there you go. But what's great is, you know, even if you're looking for a superhero costume, you could be any superhero that you want, as long as you have that creativity and as long as, you know, you can, you're able to spend some time and talk with our store associates and they can help you build that costume.
So give us some tips. If you go in and you think you're one of the least creative people in the world, which is why you might just buy something in a package, you don't have to think, what kind of tips do you have? And can, are there, like when we went with the King children, mm-hmm. there was a sales associate there that was styling. She was yep. pulling all these things out, and for all of us,
yeah.
finding things what we wanted. So can you get that kind of help at a Goodwill?
Absolutely. So at all of our retail stores, we have 17 across Southern Arizona, we've set up the costume zone, and it's just an area where you can find, you know, some Halloween accessories and donated clothing, that kind of stuff. At the stores, we have the store associates, and during the Halloween season, we call them Boo Crew. Our Boo Crew.
Boo Crew.
Our Boo Crew.
That's a hashtag. I got to yeah. put it on before I lose my hat. Yeah. That's a Twitter dying.
Yeah. Okay. But they can certainly help you out. Like if you have, you know, if you're searching online for some ideas and you find something you really want to do, bring the picture in or show it to one of our Boo Crew members on your phone, and they can help you find it.
And let's just go to scale for a minute. I like to talk about the, what is it here? How much are we spending on costumes?
Average, I think it was average of $31 per person. And for a family of five, I mean, that can add up a lot.
A family of four can add up. So my yeah. costume, which is absolutely gorgeous, and I'm going to wear it at the children's clinics on Halloween, is a great witch's dress. It's the, like, I've wore a witch many times. It was $6.95, mm-hmm. and my hat was $5.95. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm out the door for that amount because the veil is here. I don't have to do anything else. I can just show up, and I have a little sash that says Mrs. Green, the Good Witch. Of course, I had to do that.
yeah.
But that's how easy you can accessorize a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And in the dress that I'm wearing today, which is this awesome purple lace prom dress, you know, it was marked at $6.99, and because it was color of the week, I actually got it for $3.50.
You were there,
and you got half off. Yeah, yeah, and it's I was so surprised and I was so happy. I was giddy when I was
paying for it. Your costume for $3.50, and you have yeah. your own shoes.
I have my own shoes. I even got some costume jewelry, some clip-ons. They were $1.99. And I didn't bring it here, but I also got a bag, and I'm not, you know, I don't have to use it for Halloween because it's so cute. But
you'll be styling.
But that was $1.99. But really, I mean, you can mix and match with things that you already have in your closet, like I did. You know, I already had these pair of shoes, which I think goes really well with this dress.
They look adorable.
Which is
a little scary. You'll probably be asked on many dates if you plan on going trick-or-treating. You better warn your husband.
So. Yeah.
I'm going out and I'm styling. Yeah. Let's talk about the video we made with Kelly's kids.
Sure.
Sophia and Nolan. And you can't fake fun, in my yeah. opinion. I don't know how. So we went to the Goodwill industry store.
Mm-hmm.
We have our wonderful film crew here who are always fun. And we started shopping.
Yeah.
But it was a blast.
Yeah. And the great thing about Nolan and Sophia is that they were, well, Nolan was up for anything. So.
He was so into it.
Yeah.
He is a superhero on steroids.
Yeah. And, but what was great is, you know, so there are three different types of people that come to shop at Goodwill. And one of them is, you know, I have no idea what I want to be for Halloween. And so, you know, people can come in and look through the racks, which is the same thing that Nolan did. And he was able to find what you would call like a quote unquote package costume. So he was able to find a character costume from Mortal Kombat called Sub-Zero. And he already had a pair of, you know, black shorts, so he didn't have to buy that. But the top itself was, I think, $4.97, and he just found, you know, a plastic weapon, and he's out the door under $9.
And striking every pose.
Exactly.
Getting into the character. That's the fun part.
Yeah.
Instead of, mom's in a hurry, let's go do this, pick it mm-hmm. out, get in line, and we're out the door.
Yeah.
Then there is the other side of the coin. Princess Sophia, who knows exactly what she wants.
Exactly.
She was looking for it.
Right, right. So that's another type of person that comes to Goodwill. They know exactly what they want to be. They just need a little help finding those pieces at Goodwill. And, you know, we have the costume zone, but with her, because she was so, she knew what she wanted to do, we took her around, you know, we took her around the store.
She really did.
Yeah.
And people, I just want you to know, she's all of, I'm pretty sure, 7.
Yep.
If I get that wrong, I hope Soph isn't mad at me, but she's 7 years old and she is on a mission. She knew what she wanted.
Yeah, and we were able to find a scarf, a sequined or beaded top.
And she wanted to be a fortune teller.
She wanted to be a fortune teller. Yep, we found some glassware that was her, which was her crystal ball. And everyone really got into character. You know, like, there you were with your witch's hat and you started cackling.
I know, and I had a broom,
loved. I think another...
Nolan was spearing us.
Yeah, Nolan was spearing us because he ended up also becoming a Viking warrior, like, with horns and all. And Sophia, she started telling other people's futures.
She did.
Yeah.
She was hysterical. She got in character.
Yeah.
And I cannot underscore that enough. Those memories are priceless.
Yeah.
For me. I'm the, you know, adopt a grandma with those kids. So I really wanted to see them make it happen. We had so much fun.
Yeah. Did you, I mean, and I loved the little plaid suit that I had on. I would not go out that far
and say I loved it. It was the wackiest. This is what I'm telling you, people. If you could see that, and it'll probably be in the video, it looked pretty much to me like an outstanding clown costume. And I said, Judy, look at this. And she said, I'm going to put it on. And she did.
Yeah.
But that's the fun that you can't find in a package either.
Right, right. And these are,
It was plaid and it was yellow and red and gold.
And it was probably a genuine, like, 1970s
It was nice
plaid
in its time.
Suit. Yeah.
Nice in its time. It was well made. If I see you wearing that out in public, we're going to have a conversation.
You're going to be, I don't know who that person
That's
is.
That's right. I'll pass you right by and say, oh, is that you? I didn't know that.
Right.
But there is that piece about that we hopefully captured wonderfully on video of what a real experience. And of course, you don't really think there are cameras on when we got into it.
Yeah.
I think I helped Sophia change her outfit 5 times.
Yeah.
And she knew just how she wanted her necklace to be, just how she wanted her skirt to be, in what order she wanted the clothing to appear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun, and finding their strengths too. And then Nolan was out there just spearing away. It was a really great experience.
Okay. Yeah, and well, and one thing, what happened that day, and I wasn't sure if you heard, but we had a customer come in and he saw us, you know, playing around in the costume zone. He actually came up to me and said, you know what, I was having a bad day today. And then walking into Goodwill and seeing what y'all are doing and
having fun.
No,
he's
just like,
that.
Yeah, he said, you know, like, it just put a smile on my face. And he walked out and he's like, this is awesome. You guys are awesome. And I mean, that's what we do, right?
You never know when you're spreading joy.
Yeah.
That's joy. I mean, that's wonderful. And anybody watching us would be having a ball.
Yeah.
I was loving every minute of it. And there was Kelly capturing it all on video. Oops.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, the costume's falling for Mrs. Green's world. We have a what'd you call it? A wardrobe malfunction? Isn't that what they call that on TV?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm still good. Okay, another big number. $2.4 billion on decorations. And I just want to tell you a little story to brag. Chapman is a big, big supporter of Mrs. Green's World, one of my proudest partnerships. You know all about it. They do drives for Goodwill, 600-some pounds, the last drive of clothing. They are full-on for Halloween. Okay.
Awesome.
I know. So they care about this company picnic we're going to have. And we, in the meeting, because we are all, you know, greenies, we said, I mean, Rose Horner, she should get a gold star from the Halloween shopping that she does at Goodwill. Her truck is constantly filled with things from Goodwill. But we said, as a team, instead of Chapman going out and buying new decorations, let's go on a Goodwill crawl. I bet you never heard of that. So we're instead of a pub crawl.
Hashtag Goodwill crawl.
Hashtag Goodwill crawl. We're going to go. And Rose actually started collecting a lot of plastic pumpkins.
Yeah.
And they were 50 cents a piece. So save money from the landfill, support programs for at-risk youth and disabled, and the beat goes on. What other kinds of goodies can you find? There are so many things you can find. Hidden treasures and not so hidden treasures.
Yeah, I mean, with Goodwill, it's really easy to do Halloween decor. In our stores, I mean, of course, we're going to have in our houseware section a place where you can find Halloween and fall decor, and that's always great. But for your, you know, for you DIYers out there, if you've got some black spray paint or some crackle paint, you can put that on, you know, something that you want to create to be a little more Halloween-y, you know, so that's really easy. You could create, candles, right? Candles creates the ambiance of a space sometimes, and we do not lack candle holders. And again, you can spray paint that or you know, put that on your table.
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
They found some runners in there. There were fall flowers, mm-hmm. you know, artificial flowers that you don't then buy flowers and throw them in the garbage. But we are really going to try to make this company picnic for 500 people
wow.
as green as it possibly can be. And
that's
let
awesome.
Me add this. It's not ugly crap. And I mm-hmm. shouldn't be so crass on the radio, but it's not. You can find treasures.
Yep.
You might not want all of it. It might not fit your taste. But we're talking about looking at things you would buy in the store. I was so proud last year that when we did our Christmas video, I found some presents for people yeah. that I was proud to give them because they were brand new with the price tag still on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my sister-in-law got a set of plates, and I told her, you're not going to believe where I got this.
Yeah.
And they're Christmas plates with little reindeer on them from like Crate and Barrel or something.
Yeah, and you can certainly find those types of things at Goodwill. But you know, one of the greatest things that I find, especially during Halloween season, are those porcelain dolls. You know, those creepy. I mean, or collectible
ew.
Porcelain dolls.
You get those?
We get those a lot, and you know, and when you. We've done a couple of videos with some of those dolls, and if you can get, you know, really close to their face, it gets a little scary. And I know there are people out there, all of y'all listening, that
all y'all, did
all
you hear
y'all,
that? All y'all
yeah.
listening,
that you can do some great stuff with those porcelain dolls. And I mean, even if
and like scare the heck out of people, is that
yeah,
what you're suggesting?
Yeah,
they are,
I mean,
creepy.
Yeah, they're a little creepy. I mean, you could put those in your centerpieces at the Chapman picnic if you want to.
Right, now they won't let us have a picnic anymore.
yeah.
Like that, but it is the point of. Not just looking in the Halloween sections for decor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go in there. Another example is baskets.
Yep.
Why would you ever buy a new basket? You get lots of baskets donated.
We do. Sometimes we have an entire section or four shelves high full of baskets. And what's great is, you know, for the fall, when you're thinking about putting together like a fall basket for your friends and you're putting the pumpkin spice everything in that basket, you don't have to go and buy a brand new one. We have baskets that start at 99 cents, and then, you know, the bigger it gets a little bit more expensive, but they're quality baskets. They'll hold up.
And you, again, we have one outside here at our front door that's full with really ugly gourds that we got a bag full at Trader Joe's for like, I don't know, $5, $10, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody comments on them. And then, of course, Mrs. Green Hat on here, you can compost those
mm-hmm.
after you're finished with them. They don't become trash or landfill fodder. You can take things and try to keep that green part in there or store it.
Mm-hmm.
I brought out my four bins of Halloween goods. And every year we cull a little bit
mm-hmm.
and put our Goodwill box, you know, by the side so we can get rid of some things and then replace them.
Mm-hmm.
Do most people donate their costumes back? That's the big question I want to ask you. Do you have a way of even knowing that?
Well, every year we do, after the season, we do get a lot of donations of costumes brought to Goodwill. And it's great because you're putting it back into the local economy rather than into the landfill. I mean, there's going to be someone else out there who wants an affordable costume for next year. But, you know, it's certainly not enough when you consider how many people are still going to be buying brand new costumes at those specialty stores. But, you know, if you do, please, you know, please come and donate it to Goodwill because you're doing a lot for the earth. You know, again, take what I'm wearing, my dress today, right? I mean, it surely must be from the 1980s. And if you really think about it, because it was donated or if the owner had held on to it and then donated it later and maybe someone bought it and donated it back, if this was from the 1980s, we've technically kept it out of the landfill for 20 years. Or over 20 years. And I think that's amazing.
It's admirable, and people have to start thinking that way. And it's not just saving it from going in a landfill where it might never biodegrade. Mm-hmm. It's really about slowing down the need for manufactured goods, which mm-hmm. is the ultimate gain. The first R is reduce. So you're reducing your impact on the planet by the second R, reuse. Mm-hmm. And then the third R, recycling. So it's just, there's a reason those three words were put in the order in which they are put.
Right.
But the first one, the big R, and it's like, it doesn't feel like a heavy message to me. Mm-hmm. It feels like I can go to Goodwill, have this much fun, use some creativity, get help if I'm stuck, mm-hmm. take kids if I'm lucky, and then walk out feeling like, you know, the noble queen that I had all this fun and my money went to support programs that help strengthen our community.
Yes.
What is the downside to that? I remember. There is none.
There's none.
There's none.
There's none at
really
all.
None. It's, yeah. It's fun, fabulous, the green trifecta. People, profit, planet. Everybody wins. What about when people come in? I always want to know this. Like, if I'm personally going to Goodwill, which is not the way it works in our family, Mr. Green is the Goodwill person, but I collect things. Do people mm-hmm. It's a good time to look at change of seasons. We're going into fall. Great time to get rid of things. Do you? Mm-hmm. How do you do with collections during the season? Are people thinking about it more than they might be, say, in the summer, when nobody in Tucson wants to actually move?
Right. Yeah, I think it's funny when you go into Goodwill, and especially during the seasons, you know, Halloween, fall, when it comes to the holidays and Christmas, you're going to see a lot of those collections come out. Throughout the year, when we get those types of things, we actually put it to the side and we bring it out, because that is when people are really thinking about it. And, you know, like the plates that you found, we get, you know, nativity scenes, we get the collections of pumpkins and angels and things like that you can certainly find if you're a collector. And again, those porcelain dolls. If you're looking for a porcelain doll, come during Halloween. That's when you can find a lot of them.
I think that is so weird. I do. I think it's weird, but it's really a good weird. Yeah. And I'm just doing a call out for people. There are Goodwills all over this country, not just in Tucson, Arizona, and they're doing good works everywhere. Mm-hmm. So when you're going to take your Halloween costume, you know, it just shocks me. I gave a presentation the other day, and I said to people, how many of you donate your clothing to your favorite charity? There are so many of them. Like at the YWCA, there's My Sister's Closet. So that for women that are going back into the workforce, who might basically have one pair of shoes, a pair of shorts, and a shirt, and I'm mm-hmm. so not kidding. So you can have that opportunity to do that. If you want to go to Goodwill, you can not only drop your good stuff off, you can stay there and find some other good stuff.
Yeah.
I brag about my Goodwill finds and how inexpensive they are. And I just said to them, how many of you throw your old clothes in the garbage? And there was an audible, like, gasp mm-hmm. in the group I was talking to. And they said, you're kidding. I said, no. There are people, and I heard this from authority, Judith Simmons from Goodwill, that people throw clothes in the landfills. Like, who does that?
Yeah, it's
shocking.
It is
awful.
It is shocking because, you know, if you have quality clothing that could still, again, get put back into the local economy and you can reduce that cycle of waste, why not? And when you donate it to Goodwill, not only are you helping the earth, but you're also helping the community, you're investing back in the community, because that revenue goes to support our, you know, 10 adult and youth programs. And I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for all. We're not asking for your cash, although we would accept it. But we're asking for the stuff that you no longer need, and it's really so easy to reinvest in your community by just donating something you already have and that you no longer can, you know, want to use.
It builds goodwill.
It does.
That is not a cliche. It's so true. It it builds goodwill. Are there any other ideas you have for how people can celebrate Halloween with goodwill?
Yeah, so this season, we've got a great partnership again with Old Tucson Studios, their Nightfall.
Really?
So we do.
Event terrifies me.
I've never been because
I was dragged out there with my kids. It's going off. The Green's hat goes down. But terrible, scary. I mean, I'm telling people they should go.
Mm-hmm.
But be prepared if you're a chicken like me that you're going to be scared at this event.
Yeah.
So what do you do with them?
So we are the only retailer in town that's giving out some discount tickets. So you can go to Goodwill, find your Halloween costume, and get a discount ticket for Thursday or Sunday nights. And then when you do go there on Halloween night, you can show off your costume at their costume contest. So
Thousands of people go out.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Thousands of people.
Are you going to be able to promote anything for Goodwill at the site so people can see little signs like be scared by a ghost and say, come donate this or I'll haunt you?
Well, I'm not really sure about that yet. I think we're kind of we're still figuring out some of the details, but I know that we'll have a Goodwill rep there to judge the costume contest. So that's really exciting for us.
What I love about you bringing it up, because you're not just about what your mission is, you're about showing up in the world for the greater good. People think about how much fun Halloween is for most people. Like, I probably don't want to be friends with people who don't like Halloween, so I hope none of my friends who might not like it are listening. It's my husband's birthday. It's one of the happiest days of the year me. And I just look around you, and you heard me say, you know, we're doing some stuff with the children's clinic because those kids are handicapped. They're in wheelchairs. They have club feet. They have cleft palates. They have visual problems, hearing problems. They're at risk in terms of their socioeconomic status, very poor kids. And look around, remember how much joy you get, mm-hmm. and figure out how you're going to spread goodwill around.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask me, I just have to say this on the air, people say, well, what about candy? And I say, Halloween is once a year. Probably better if you don't give out a lot of candy. But I'm just saying, can't you take a pass on Halloween?
Right.
You know, eat some candy.
I'm not complaining about Halloween candy.
I am not complaining either. And I just say, if you want to keep sugar away from your kids, which I highly recommend, it can be their holiday. Mm-hmm. Everybody can have a holiday. And some kids can't eat sugar. And so for the children's clinics, we're getting fun things like scary spiders and little sponges that, you know, you put water on and they come into a big cat or a witch or something.
Yeah.
So think about others. And I think that's a message you're giving.
Yeah. And again, it's really easy when you're thinking about what can I do to contribute to my community. We're always looking for something to invest in, right? We should be. And it's, again, it's just so easy to
it's
give.
It's just so easy. I'm glad you said that. It's just so easy. That's not cliche. Let's have some fun here, people.
Yeah,
it's easy being good.
It is. I mean, if it's something in your closet you haven't worn forever, you know.
Let's face it. I'm never going to be a size 8 again. I'm not even going to try to be a size 8. That whole quarter of my closet, I can just take the hangers out and get it down.
Yeah.
Okay, in the last 2 minutes we have left, let's make sure that we talk about your website, your social media handles,
mm-hmm.
and how to find the Goodwill nearest you.
Sure. So our website is www.goodwillsouthernaz.org. And you can find where to shop, where to donate. And we're also we also launched a webpage, our Halloween webpage, which is goodwillsouthernaz.org/Halloween, where you'll see some videos and photos of costumes that were put together here in Southern Arizona. So you'll be able to see, you know.
Say that website again.
goodwillsouthernaz.org/Halloween.
Okay.
Yep. And you'll be able to, you know, find or at least see what others have put together with things that, that they found at Goodwill. Facebook and Instagram, we're actually holding a social media costume contest. So for those who put together,
you are.
Of course we are. If the, for those who are putting together their costumes with something that they got from Halloween, please, you know, enter. And the first place winner gets a $100 gift card. Second place winner gets a $50 gift card. Person with the most likes wins. So that's
and
pretty
it's made
easy.
Social media fun and intentional. I love Instagram. I love it. Judith Simmons, thanks for showing up in my world. Thanks for making this such a fun show. Thanks for my Halloween costume. Everybody, we have great shows in the lineup. October 15th, hashtag Tiny Lab. Two people and their young daughter touring the country in a teeny tiny house to teach people about safe homes. Our next down-to-earth core, health and wellness in action. Happy Halloween.
Happy
Thanks
Halloween.
For showing up, everybody. Trick or treat.